This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Now, we have repeated these stats time and time again. Thousands of baby boomers retire every single day. And by 2030, they will all be 65 years old. So if baby boomers are up to bat for retirement, that means Gen X is on deck. So those Gen Xers are about 55 right now. And we're going to get to the Gen X in a minute. But 10,000 boomers turning 65 every day, when you have that many people leaving the workforce, Jeff, I want you to tell us what could be the potential impact on our economy.
Well, Luann, what do employed people pay? Social Security taxes, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
So if there's not a lot of money going into Social Security, how are they going to pay for a program that is losing money every day anyway? We really need to double and triple the amount of people that are employed in order for them to collect Social Security. So what's the other way is to cut the amount they're giving. But Social Security goes up every year. So we really, really need to get more people working in the United States. Mm-hmm. And that would help out Social Security.
All right. So if you are part of Generation X, then you might be tuning out or talking about retirement because you might think, that's my parents. That's them. But guess what? You're on deck. It's going to be your turn before you know it. And
right.
Yeah. So what I want to get into right now is that those first Gen Xers are in their mid-50s, like I said. What do you want to say to them, Jeff, to help them make the most out of these next 10 to 15 years?
Well, it's really pay attention to what's going on in our society, save more money, take a more active role in what's going on in our politics out there, understand more about taxes and where tax money is going to and where federal government spending is going to. And it's a matter of the Gen Xers participating in the government because the government runs us, right? And so they're the ones that come up with the rules, come up with the tax rates and all that. So we need some fresh minds, young, fresh minds, mm-hmm. getting into politics that actually understand these numbers and don't keep kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, so true. So true. And it's got to be done. Gen X, I guess, can count on things like Social Security or not. This is the conversation totally different here, Jeff.
Yeah. So again, I think a Social Security is always going to be out there, but in what means? I think one of the ways they've already, you know, found ways of taking money from your Social Security, like with Medicare costs that you're paying. If you make over a certain amount, then your Medicare cost goes up. I think we may end up seeing that if you make over a certain amount, your Social Security is, let's say, 100% taxable. So it's really, I can't strongly suggest the younger people, you know, and when I say younger, if you're under 65 or 66, you're younger than me. So the younger people out there, those in your 40s and 50s and 30s really need to take ownership of the future and what's going on with taxes and what's going on with this world out there and really have them take part of this and understand it's 30 years out or it might be 20 years out, but man, those years come up quick. So those of you that are going to retire, we're here to help you. Those of you going into retirement, we're here to help you understand and put together a plan that's going to work for you and your family for the rest of your life. Give us a call, 916-367-6430. We are here to put together that personal plan for you, put it in writing, and then check up on it every year and see how it's going for you. What a great thing to have in your retirement or going into your retirement. Give us a call now, 916-367-6430. We can't wait to help you put together your plan.
And the other thing I always like to add is their website, monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H financial.com. And we do thank you so much for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille. So I got to ask you this, Camille, can you ever be too young to start thinking about retirement planning? Because I think so many people think they are.
Well, and that's kind of the strange thing is And I talk to older people all the time. Obviously, we're dealing with retirement planning. But one of the key quotes that, you know, you constantly hear is, I wish I knew what I know now.
Yes.
You know, I wish Roth IRAs were available when I was younger. Like, imagine, you know, what I could have saved. And really, a lot of it is empowering yourself, because unfortunately, I don't believe finance is really something that's taught unless you go into that as your major or like a business major.
Yeah.
And it really needs to be so much more important into our curriculum. But also, you can never be too young to start planning for retirement. I am in my mid-30s, and I have already started planning for retirement because I'm able to see the paths of those that are going into retirement or already retired. So there's plenty of things you can already do to help prepare yourself. You know, if you've got a 401k, find out, do you have a Roth 401k available? A lot of these larger companies do have those. If you are making too much money and you can't contribute directly to an IRA, there's some other options you can look at. One of the big things I personally have done is I've set up, because like Jeff, you know, constantly says, and we say, is I want to pay less to the IRS. And so I've put together a strategy so that when I go into retirement, I'm not going to have saved in that traditional sense where a lot of my money is subject to those IRS taxation rules. So I've put money into a life insurance to pay me a tax-free living benefit. So there's a lot of really cool things you can do out there to set yourself up so wonderfully in retirement. And you can start as early as your 20s. It's all about finding out what's available to you and how to take advantage of it and to start planning. So you can never be too young.
Yeah, I agree. I sure would. I'm one of those that I wish I would have. I wish my husband and I would have done a better job of saving in our 20s and 30s. Now, for those people who are listening in their 40s, they still have some time before retirement, but let's talk about what they should be doing now, Camille.
One of the biggest things is there's plenty of online calculators to get an estimate of what your monies could grow to based on the amount you're saving, the rate of return, things like that. I think that's always a great way to start if maybe you want to find out a little bit more information. And maybe there are some people that say, oh, I don't want to go to a financial advisor yet because I don't know a lot of these answers myself. So that's a good place to start. But also, that's what we're here to do, is we're here to help guide you and help you answer those questions as well. So it's completely okay to start working with a financial advisor in your 20s, 30s, 40s. One of the other things we see a lot is what's called this lifestyle creep. So as you start making more money, you tend to spend what you make, right? So one key component that we always say is, if you get yourself a raise, well, raise what you're saving too. So keep those numbers about even. So there's lots of things you can do, and we're here to help guide you all through that.
And then again, you know, I mentioned Gen Xers are now in their 50s, so retirement is getting so close for them. Let's go over what they need to be doing right now, Jeff.
Well, there's a lot of things you should be doing. And Camille touched on a great point about, you know, saving. But I got to tell you, one of the challenges people have is, where do I save? And we really strongly suggest, and Camille made a great point of this, is go to your company. And if they offer a 401k, ask if they offer a Roth 401k. Because wouldn't you rather pay on the seed instead of the harvest? So think of this, or talk to your, if you're young, and talk to your parents and say, wow, you had a 401k and you've saved $500,000. That's fantastic. And ask them, would they rather have saved that $500,000 though in a Roth IRA? So now they're, as they're taking it out, they're not paying taxes on it. It really makes a big difference. Here's the other thing. Let's say your company doesn't offer something out there. Go ahead and start a Roth IRA. What a lot of people don't understand is, after you've had that Roth IRA open for 5 years, any money that you've put into it, so let's say you're 18 years old and you start a Roth, 5 years down the road, and you say, oh, I want to take some money out to go ahead and buy a house Well, you probably haven't saved enough in it yet, but you can take whatever you put into that back out without having to pay penalties and taxes on it. So it's the greatest thing. Parents, if you want to start saving for your kids and they're working, it's a great place to save. So it's something that we really talk about. If you're in your 50s, there's some great opportunities because there's a magic number out there with a lot of companies. It's called 59 and a half, is you can do what's called an in-service rollover and move money out of your 401k or 403b and move it into a Roth if you want to, or move it outside and do your own investing. Give us a call. We are here with lots of ideas. We just don't know which one of our ideas is going to fit you. That's why we sit and talk to you and find out how you want to build your retirement. Call us now, 916-367-6430. We are here to help you build your retirement.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. We're talking about the fact that baby boomers are up to bat and Gen Xers are on deck. You know, we don't really talk about this group much on the show, but this is a generation that's actually starting to worry a little bit about their future in retirement. So let's kind of go over that again. For people who have about 10 years until retirement, what should their priorities be in terms of saving now, Jeff?
Basically put a plan together. So understand how you're going to be saving, what you're going to be saving in, and then what is the taxes that you're going to be paying on those savings. Those are all some of the most important parts to a savings plan. And understand, you know, is it possible for you to retire at 55 or 60 or 70? Put that number out there. And then Camille does a great job of this, is saying, and then work backwards. Mm-hmm. What do we need to do to get to that number?
Yeah, you know, I had some like high school friends that were like a year older than me actually retire in their 50s. And I'm just like, how do you do that? You know, one of them went back to work, but the other one's still retired. I'm like, wow, you know, they must have had a lot of money saved. So, but
they planned.
Yeah, that word.
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly, I bet you they had a plan.
They had a plan. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's incredible, you know. So there are Gen Xers and baby boomers who are part of what we call the sandwich generation. We've talked about that before. It's the adults who are helping take care of their aging parents, but then their kids at the same time. So if you have those financial responsibilities for both sets of family members, I want you to talk about how that potentially can impact your own well-being in the future, Jeff.
Well, drastically, because think about it. If, let's say, you have two parents that are working, right? Well, now one of those parents has to stop working and take care of their parents.
Yes.
All of a sudden, what aren't they contributing to? Their company plans, mm-hmm. their retirements. They don't have the dual incomes. So that can be extremely challenging. And again, that's part of having a plan that understands that, but also have a plan that then you can go back and say, okay, we're doing this now. How do we change our plan to still get to where we want to go, but we're going to have to do it a different way? So it's really working with Monolith Financial Group and understanding we're here to work with you throughout your life.
So, you know, we're talking about aging parents. And then, of course, I already went through it all with my parents. And now it's me. You know, now I'm kind of the next one up to bat as far as for retirement goes and thinking about healthcare, long-term care. When's the ideal time to start thinking about plans for long-term care, Camille?
You know, this is one big area where there's not a lot of long-term care plans by themselves anymore. We've seen them kind of get rid of those, or like I've dealt with a lot of people that have long-term care through the state and they saw this massive increase. I mean, one of my clients, she saw an increase of over 30% and she's in her late 70s, early 80s, which is right around when you're going to be using it. And she goes, well, I can't get rid of it now.
Yeah.
So when do you start doing that? You know, when do you apply? When do you look into all those things? The younger, the better. Now, some of us might not have the funds for a plan like that, but there are alternatives out there. I was sitting actually with a couple that's been with us for quite a few years, and we were going over their plan, and they were like, you know, we wanted to come back to the conversation we had talked about a few years earlier. And we weren't ready. We didn't really want to have that conversation, but we want to do it now. And we want to start looking at long-term care. They're 66 and 63. And I kind of told them some different options and routes that we could take, and that the best thing that we could do is go ahead and apply to see how they come back. You know, what are the companies going to go ahead and say, this is what we're offering you? And the wife kind of went, well, we're not really ready to do that, you know, yet. I just kind of want to have that conversation, and maybe in like a year or two, we'll maybe get a plan. And I kind of stopped her and I said, you know, one of the crazy parts and the nice part about working with Monolith Financial Group is we've seen years and years of people retiring. And one thing that we know is we never know when our health can change. So you're probably at maybe one of the best health you've been in. And then also, the younger you are, the less expensive it usually is for you to get these plans too. So when I kind of walked her through that and talked about, you know, right now is the best time to just say, hey, let's have that conversation. Let's find out what these companies will offer us. Then it doesn't cost you anything, by the way, to do all that. We can do the applications, the underwriting, and find out, you know, okay, here's our different options now. And she went, okay, you know, I guess now is probably the best time to do it. And I went, yeah, because what I'd hate to have happen is we wait a year or two and your health maybe declines, or now it's just become so much more expensive for you. So you always want to look at those areas. And with long-term care, the younger, the better, I'm just going to say. Mm-hmm. So if you have questions about long-term care, or if you're not sure that you qualify or you can't qualify, let's have a conversation, because there are ways we can get you long-term care, even if you don't qualify through traditional means. 916-367-6430. That's our phone number. You can also text that phone number, and you can text the word schedule to 916-367-6430 and set up a visit with Jeff or myself so we can begin planning for your retirement future.
Yeah. And again, it can be in person, or maybe it's just a 15-minute phone conversation, but definitely do it, because they're offering a chance to give you a hand up, you know, right now. So we thank you so much for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille, father-daughter legacy team right here in Sacramento. So the good news for Gen Xers, even if they are stressed about, you know, retirement, is that they do still have time on their side. So I want to talk about that transition of them, you know, going into retirement and making that smooth transition, you know, from leaving work. Tell us what that looks like.
Well, one big thing I'm going to say is it all starts with a plan.
Again,
you guys
the plan.
Think of us saying that?
I know.
You know, one thing that I've personally seen as I've made so many of these retirement plans over the years is people are so much more comfortable when they've been working with a plan, because now they're able to see these different metrics and numbers and really understand what they can and maybe cannot do. I've had conversations with people where I've looked at them, I said, hey, you know, you're maybe spending a little bit too much here, or we need to increase your savings. But I've also had those conversations, and those are my favorite ones to have, telling people, you know, you're one bad day away from retirement, because now they go into work a little bit happier and they know they can retire at any point in time. But it all is going to start with that plan. And the way our Monolith Money Map works is we're not going to just stop planning at how your money's invested and where you're getting your income. No, there's so much more into a retirement plan. So we do holistic planning or comprehensive planning. So we're going to look at, you know, what's your healthcare plan? How much is it going to cost for Medicare? You know, that's something we do here in the office too, is what Medicare plan works best for me? When do I take Social Security? Tax efficiency. How do I make sure that I'm not paying those high IRMA charges? Or what can I do to pay less to the IRS? You know, all these different phrases we have.
Yeah.
But also, what risk do you really need to take now that you're in retirement too? Because you're no longer saving, you're in the spending years. and we want you to enjoy the lifestyle. So we're going to look at that, and then also legacy planning as well. How do you want your monies to be passed on? And there's a lot of different avenues to look at that, you know, through charitable giving or through life insurance to your loved ones so that they aren't taxed with that huge tax burden later on. So it all starts with that plan.
Okay. I love that. You know, before you go into retirement, you have that plan. If you've been working with Jeff and Camille, you know, you're going to have a little more clarity then, you know, on what's going to happen when that paycheck stops coming in and you do start spending things down. And then, of course, that's the scary thing that a lot of people are worried about is, have I saved enough, you know, to cover all my expenses in retirement? How do you help people understand that?
This is one of my like new favorite things that I started doing actually in 2023 is so many times we look at, okay, we're expecting to get a certain rate of return. Well, I did what I talked about earlier is I went, what are the steps I need to get to achieve the lifestyle I want in my retirement? I showed this to some clients the other day and I said, one thing that I've really changed and I love and I've gotten so much great feedback is instead of telling you what rate of return I've put in your plan, let's have your plan tell us what rate of return it needs. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because we'll put in inflation, your budget, you know, where you're getting your income. And I've sat with so many families over the past year and I'm going, look, you only maybe need to make 2%. Now, that's not going to be true for everyone that I sit with, but this is just one example. And I go, do you think 2% is achievable in your lifetime? If you only make 2%, you can reach, you know, 100 plus and be okay. And they went, that's all I need to make?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah, you only need to make 2%. But right now, you know, you're maybe risking so much more. Well, it's going to be those down years maybe that could really disrupt your plan. And nobody wants their retirement plan disrupted. So I'm going to encourage everyone that's listening is instead of putting a percentage of return in your plan, let's talk about what your plan needs in order to achieve the lifestyle that you want in retirement. It's so cool and it's really fun to do because you know what? That really does help so many of our Monolith Financial Group families feel so much more confident and comfortable moving into their retirement years or throughout their retired years that they're already in. Give us a call, 916-367-6430. Let's find out what rate of return your retirement plan needs.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.